Hi, I'm Ann Matthews.
And I'm Doran Greenwood, and you are listening to Civic Talk.
We're joining forces, combining our years of experience as journalists and government hacks, and now amateur podcasters, to bring you a podcast about the public services we use every day.
We want to pull back the curtain on how innovative public services are designed.
We'll talk to the policymakers and the service innovators about what inspires them.
So come take a peek inside the ivory tower with us. Let's see. Hide camera.
Oh, I just saw something. Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to kick things off, or do you want me to, or should we just shoot the breeze? What do you want to do?
I'm happy to start things off. I think even though we're across the North American continent from each other, I'm in Toronto and you're in San Jose, we can still communicate so easily. I feel very confident doing this with you because you're so good at this. And I find that you sort of pull me out of my comfort zone when it's working with new technology. So I'm excited.
The feeling is mutual for sure, because I don't think I would do this otherwise if it weren't for you pulling me out of my comfort zone too. So we're going to be talking a lot about government and civic engagement. And I think people are looking to their governments right now for leadership, for answers, for a path forward.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think this is a time when governments need to step up and play that role and not play it safe and take risks and be honest and transparent in how they communicate their policy decisions, how they engage and co-create with citizens, and to not rely on the status quo. I think that this is a time when citizens demand that of their governments, and governments have to rise to the challenge for sure.
Okay, but here's a question. It's trial by fire. Are they rising to the challenge? Because I don't think they are, not very well. What do you think?
Governments must move forward with engaging with citizens differently, whether it's rolling out assistance packages to help individuals as they survive, you know, these extraordinary times, whether it's online education programs to educate our kids from home, whether it's the ability to access healthcare services in a way that we never have before, that they're doing it. Are they doing it well? Maybe not, but they're having to do it. And I feel like this change that's come over the last year has propelled us all forward. And now the question is how to do it well and to move, for governments especially, to move from the crisis side of things, the sprint, to the marathon, looking at their policies and their programs in a new way to bring long-term change. As terrible and tough as these times are, I think this is an incredible opportunity for governments, and I think they see that too, to actually start to innovate in ways they never have before.
Yeah, I agree with you that they've been forced to adapt and change. I think they realize how much the public relies on information coming straight from them rather than through the media, and that they have to step up and do a better job of putting information out there that people can understand, and not just understand, but find it easily, you know, navigating government.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yes, for sure. And I think now it's actually getting people to behave and act differently. With in this pandemic era, now governments actually need people to act differently. They need them to stay in their homes, or they need them to
wear a mask,
or organize their businesses differently, or to engage with other citizens differently. And so when you put all that together, It for probably the first time in our lives, government is actually teaching and telling and coaching us in a way that they haven't people don't really trust their governments, they still have to listen to their governments because it's actually affecting how we live our lives.
I mean, I have my theories, but why do you think it took a pandemic for there to be a paradigm shift?
A paradigm shift in how governments are interacting with citizens?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just that at the end of the day, government is essential, integral to our lives. And when we're not in a crisis circumstance, the general public, wherever you live in the world, may just ignore what government is doing, or it's there, but it's on the sidelines. I know from my own experiences of working in governments in Canada, the goal was always to be almost invisible.
Like that whole, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Yes.
Like it's chugging along.
It's chugging along.
It's still, the house is still standing. Yeah.
That's right. And you want the services to be so seamless that they just exist and you don't need to know what's behind the curtain. The people doing the talking really need to get our attention so that we behave in the ways we are. So I think that's like where the necessity comes from. What do you think?
I don't know. I guess I take a much more critical view of the government, but having worked in it, I know that things aren't always the most efficient. They don't always move so quickly. They don't necessarily have, I think people think of government as big, but they don't always have the resources, you know? And I think that that's, you know, you look, public health is a prime example. They don't have deep pockets or lots of resources to do what they're doing. And yet the expectation, public's expectation, is that when a crisis hits, they are the ones who will act and act quickly. The smart government moves that we've seen during this pandemic are ones where they've partnered with industry. You know, like when they set up the app for tracking COVID, they worked with Apple and Google because Apple and Google have the resources and the expertise and the know-how.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that the governments that have done the best job, whether it's municipal, state, provincial, or federal level, have been the ones that have figured out their authentic voice. And they figured out how to convey information, share data, be transparent, and to be comfortable in the vulnerability of it. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this journey that we're going on with our podcast, because I think there's lots of great success stories and then also lots of missteps to discuss and to describe and to talk about.
And I hope people are honest and authentic. They don't have to, you know, give away state secrets or break their oath of allegiance, but it would be good to have candid conversations.
I think it's going to be a fun ride.
All right, buckle up. Here we go.